I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a lot of the very best in folk music. I'm a little bit gravelly this morning. That's because I was up late last night. I was babysitting the kid next door who's 5 years old, and he's into real ale and curry. So by 1 o'clock in the morning, we were outside of Vindaloo and several pints of Abbott's Ale, and he started playing I Spy for Money, and by about 4 o'clock in the morning, he'd won 500 quid off me. So I'm a bit rough this morning. Blame the five-year-old next door. Now, some of you will have noticed that that tune that opened the show is not our usual signature tune. No, that's Shove the Pig's Foot a Little Further in the Fire from the album Music from the Atlantic Fringe by The Unwanted. And why am I opening with that? Because this show has got a lot of tracks on it about pigs. It will become clear later. I'm going to kick off with a track which is not about pigs. It's from a fabulous album from Johnny Dickinson, way back, called Castles and Old Kings. Johnny Dickinson, from the northeast of England, is a fabulous blues shouter and a great man on the slide guitar. And this is his version of the traditional song, Blackjack Davy.
Blackjack Davy riding through the wood, he sang a song so gaily, he sang so loud he made the wild woods ring, and stole the heart of a lady, stole the heart of a lady. Old man, he came home that night, inquiring for his lady. The servant spoke before he thought, she's run with the blackjack Davy, she run with the gypsy boy. Go saddle for me my finest horse, take off your knee-high boots, all made of Spanish leather. Walk with me through the misty dew, and the fields all bathed in heather. Fields all bathed in heather. Yes, I'll take up my knee-high boots, all made of Spanish leather. Thank you.
got you lying in the mud and rain to roam with the blackjack David, to roam with the gypsy boy.
Now then, wasn't that good? Blackjack Davy, a version of Seven Yellow Gypsies or The Gypsy Laddie from Johnny Dickinson's album Castles and Old Kings. Johnny on guitars and Finn McArdle on percussion, one of the world's great percussionists. I had the good fortune to work with both Johnny and Finn way back when Newcastle was City of Music for the BBC and we did a gig together up in the northeast, and I was just gobsmacked by how brilliant Johnny Dickinson was as a guitarist and how amazing Finn McArdle is as a percussionist. Now, Rob Richings was born in Swindon. He moved to Ireland when he was 11, and there he got immersed not just in the Irish countryside, but also music. He's very heavily influenced by Irish trad music and modern Irish singer-songwriters, and he himself is no slouch when it comes to writing good songs. He's got a new single out, the title of which shall become my mantra for the rest of the day at least. In spite of this hangover and having lost all that money to the little next door, I'm going to carry on regardless.
That boy don't stand a hope in how he tinkers round with cars. The cars he tinkers round with, he sells them for spare parts. That girl who sleeps in doorways, man, through the winter no one gives a damn. It's better than the life she left behind. But we all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless, man. We all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless. All stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless, man. We all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless. There's an old man lives all on his own. His wife passed a year ago. There's no one left for him to hold. He's lonely growing old. And that family who bought the train, hoping that their luck has changed, trying to find a safer place to live in harmony. But we all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless, man. We all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless. All stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless, man. We all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless. There's a hoodie with a spray can tagging all the walls. A fight outside the courtroom, they don't know what they're fighting for. That girl who sleeps in doorways, man, still nobody gives a damn. Let's all stick our head in the sand and carry on. We all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless, man. We all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless. All stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless, man. We all stick our head in the sand and carry on regardless.
Oh, that works for me. Carry on regardless. Rob Richings, that's a single. And he's also going to send me his new album, which I'm going to play tracks from as soon as I get my grubby little mitts on it. If you want information on Rob Richings or Johnny Dickinson or anybody that's on this show or any previous shows, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and there's links through to all the artists there, and you'll find out all you need to know. Rob, by the way, is going on tour in the autumn, big tour in the UK in the autumn. He's doing a couple of gigs over the summer, I think, in the UK as well. Check out his website via ours. Now, here we come. Pig songs. Why songs about pigs? I was driving home on a lovely summer's afternoon, not a care in the world. I've got one of these little card readers in the car, which means I can plug an SD card in and have hundreds and hundreds of songs playing at random. And at random came up a track from Four Winds, the Irish band, Dublin mostly, with the lead vocals of Derry Farrell, of course a great singer, and he won the BBC, well, he won two BBC awards this year, or maybe it's seven, I'm not sure. Great singer, great carrier of songs. And he was singing a song which I'd heard Thomas McCarthy, the Irish traveller, singing on one of his albums called Clasped to the Pig. It made me laugh, it made me smile a lot. And when I got home, I looked at my CD library and discovered that there are literally dozens of songs and tunes about pigs. And I thought, why don't I play some for you? So I will do. Here's Clasped to the Pig from Four Winds, lead vocals of Derry Farrell, and that's followed by the Critton Holler string band with Pig Ankle Rag. So here we go, boys and girls, a good lump of fatty bacon coming up.
Backwards and forwards I'm reeling and tied. Oh, tis some spree I've been on tonight. I've been to McCarthy's with Patsy O'Marr, and we drank the black bottle from under the bar. We drank and we drank, oh, we banished all care. We gave not a thought to foul weather nor fair. And now on the floor I'm curled up in a heap. Arra, lave me to sleep, biddy, lave me to sleep. I clasped to the pig in a loving embrace, and the hair of his curly tail tickles my face. There's no use in telling me sober to keep. Arra, lave me to sleep, biddy, lave me to sleep. In the days that are gone, gaily I flurried my naughty black tarn. And if I but only had it tonight, maybe I wouldn't be up for a fight. And if Pat Murphy I chance for to meet, in an elegant direction we will have in the street, he'll soon be glad in his not all to creep. Arra, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. I'm clasped to the pig in a loving embrace, and the hair of his curly tail tickles me face. There's no use in telling me sober to keep. Biddy, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. Drop down by the ping here and share his embrace, and let my red whiskers lie close to your face. The creator won't hurt you, he'll do you no harm. Drop down by me, biddy, and keep me back warm. Squeeze me up tight as you have done before. I'll sing you to sleep with the sounds of me snore. The rats and the mice all around us may creep. Arra, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. I'm clasped to the pig in a loving embrace, and the hairs on his curly tail tickle me face. There's no use in telling me sober to keep. Biddy, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep.
Zim. Fabuloso, brilliant stuff. Almost got rid of me hangover. Pig Ankle Rag from the Critton Holler String Band. And the album is called The Dulcimer Collection. Great hammer dulcimer work in there, as well as loads of other stuff. Now, the new Martin Simpson album is an absolute gem. Wonderful stuff. And I'm going to play another track from it now called Maps. It tells a story of Edward Thomas and Ivor Gurney, two men poets, and in the case of Gurney, a composer of classical music, English classical music in the Romantic style, in the Vaughan Williams style and Elgar style, I suppose. Both of them were in the First World War. Thomas was killed in World War I. Gurney suffered terribly from breakdowns. Shell shock, I would say, played a big part in his ill health, although he did suffer from depression before the war. Anyway, Edward Thomas and Ivor Gurney never met each other. Thomas was killed, and Gurney, after a lot of illness, ended up in an asylum. In 1932, Edward Thomas's widow, Helen, visited Ivor Gurney in the asylum. She took with her some of Edward Thomas's maps of walks that he'd done as a young man before the war, and the two of them traced the walks with their fingers, reliving the routes that Edward Thomas had marked on the maps, almost as though they were walking side by side, reliving the routes that both Ivor Gurney and Edward Thomas knew. Well, that idea really caught Martin Simpson's imagination. I'm just going to read what he said about it. I just started writing songs about that, really, about Edward Thomas and his relationship with maps and Ivor Gurney and his relationship with Thomas's widow. Then I found myself looking at the idea of how, in a sense, you can have an incredibly positive relationship with maps. When I was a kid, there was a hole in my neighbour's garage wall. I used to crawl into the garage and stare at those maps that were on the wall and imagine I was there. So, I've been writing this big song about maps for ages. I've almost finished it 2 years later. End of quote. Well, as a walker and trekker in places as close as the Yorkshire Dales and as far away as the Hindu Kush, I also am fascinated by maps and the stories they tell. And this, Maps, is a brilliant song.
I was a child of empire, my garden was my battlefield, my apple trees my jungle and all mine to explore. I would crawl into my cave, through the neighbor's garage wall, and sit and ponder old maps when I was very small. Underneath the dusty workbench, I would trace a path through woodland. I'd trek along the river's bank and ford the marshy stream. And when I had grown tired, I would fold the map back carefully so no one else could follow me to the places I had been. These friends, they walked the walls together before that they were called away. All roads led to France back then for soldiers, poets, labouring men. Then Edward's path was driven by his longing to be free. He left the artist's rifles for the Royal Artillery. And shot and gassed was Ivor, and still he made it home again, and studied song and wrote and struggled ever more alone. And till Helen came with Edward's maps to try and reach an old friend, to try and find some peace together, to try and ease the pain. Inside the hot white hospital, He follows walks through woodland, to Cotswold copse and spinney, by field edge and stream, his finger guiding heart's eye, not on worn and folded paper, but along the trails and trackways where he and Edward once had been. And perhaps he hears the finest music, black-capped dove and yellow hammer, bumblebee and grasshopper, and the gentle choir of rain. And when the walk was over, they would fold the map back carefully, and Ivor would be lost inside until Helen came again. Child of empire, my garden was my battlefield, my apple trees my jungle, and all mine to explore. I would crawl into my cave through the neighbor's garage wall and sit and ponder old maps when I was very small.
Lovely. Martin Simpson from his album Trails and Tribulations with Maps. And as I said last week, I'm hopefully going to be having a bit of a natter with Martin in the weeks to come, sometime in August perhaps. Time now though for some more pig stuff. First of all, a great poem by that wonderful Yorkshire poet Ted Hughes. It's called View of a Pig, and it's one of the first poems I remember reading of his, along with Esther's Tomcat, which you can only say if you've got your own teeth. So Ted Hughes is going to read View of a Pig, and that will be followed immediately by something which is a bit of a startling change in mood, but which I think old Ted would have liked. The Old Southern Jug Blowers with Pig Meat Blues. But first of all, here's Ted, the Mexborough and Mythamroyd lad, with View of a Pig.
View of a Pig. The pig lay on a barrow dead. It weighed, they said, as much as three men. Its eyes closed, pink-white eyelashes. Its trotters stuck straight out. Such weight and thick pink bulk, set in death, seemed not just dead. It was less than lifeless, further off. It was like a sack of wheat. I thumped it without feeling remorse. One feels guilty insulting the dead, walking on graves. But this pig did not seem able to accuse. It was too dead. Just so much a poundage of lard and pork. Its last dignity had entirely gone. It was not a figure of fun. Too dead now to pity. To remember its life, din, stronghold of earthly pleasure as it had been, seemed a false effort, and off the point. Too deadly factual. Its weight oppressed me. How could it be moved? And the trouble of cutting it up. The gash in its throat was shocking, but not pathetic. Once I ran at a fair in the noise, to catch a greased piglet that was faster and nimbler than a cat. Its squeal was the rending of metal. Pigs must have hot blood. They feel like ovens. Their bite is worse than a horse's. They chop a half moon clean out. They eat cinders, dead cats. Distinctions and admirations such as this one was long finished with. I stared at it a long time. They were going to scald it. Scald it and scour it like a doorstep.
Soulful Stuff. That was Pig Meat Blues, the Old Southern Jug Blowers, from the album Jug Band Special. And before that, you heard Ted Hughes from the album Ted Hughes Reading His Poetry, with his poem View of a Pig. There's going to be more pigs coming up later in the show, and in a way, I suppose, you could say that this next song is a little bit about pigs too, because just as at the end of Animal Farm, you've got the pigs and the men sitting around the table, and you couldn't tell which were the pigs and which were the men. Here now, in the world, and in particular, in this fair Isle of Britain, the pigs are very definitely running the asylum. This is Alan Taylor with Plenty for the Few.
I sleep in a storefront doorway. You can see me everywhere. As I hold my hand out for money, nobody seems to care. They don't want to know my story. They've heard it all before. I'm just another beggar on the street who always asks for more. Let me lie down in green pastures. Let me gaze upon the stars. Let me wake to the sound of birdsong and the playing of guitars. Let me roll in the arms of someone whose smile is the light of dawn. And I will lay me down in peace at last to a new day being born. My body's thin and dirty, and I'm shaking from the cold. There's no way out but further down, and I'll die before I'm old. Do not worry, keep on walking. You can turn the other way. I'm not in the mood for talking, and I've nothing left to say. Let me lie down in green pastures. Let me gaze upon the stars. Let me wake to the sound of birdsong and the playing of guitars. Let me roll in the arms of someone whose smile is the light of dawn. And I will lay me down in peace at last to a new day being born. Only plenty for the few, and my pocket's always empty, and there's nothing I can do. Nothing for the needy, and only pity for the poor. I'm still sleeping in a doorway, and I can't take it anymore. Let me lie down in green pastures. Let me gaze upon the stars. Let me wake to the sound of birdsong and the playing of guitars. Let me roll in the arms of someone whose smile is the light of dawn. And I will lay me down in peace at last to a new day being born. lay me down in peace at last, to a new day being born.
Alan Taylor really can nail it, you know. That's a great song, Plenty for the Few, from the album All Is One. And I don't know what you do when you walk past people in the street that through no fault of their own are living rough, and you pass them by. I very often try and buy a coffee or sandwiches or whatever, but really, in the seventh richest or eighth richest country in the world, there shouldn't be people sleeping rough with cardboard bungalows around them. Coming back from Ireland the other week, I brought loads of CDs with me, as many of you will know if you listen to the show regularly. One of the CDs I brought back was quite a rare CD. In fact, I would challenge any of you to tell me you've got it, because I don't know anybody else who does have it apart from the members of the band, Hedgehog Pie Live. Hedgehog Pie, that great northeast band, of course, made fabulous music, fabulous albums, and I had the privilege of working with them on many an occasion. They've now sort of morphed into the Mighty Doonans, and no harm in that. But when they were Hedgehog Pie, they were also a force to be reckoned with. From the album Hedgehog Pie Live, this is the band, lead vocals Dave Berland, with a wonderful version of The Lowlands of Holland.
It's a barren place, and if there grows no grain, nor any habitation, we're in for to remain. But the sugar canes are plenty, the wine drops from the trees, the low, low lands of Holland, it's twined my love and me. My love, he built a bonny ship and set her on the sea. For score 20 crewmen gave her company. There's a score is lost, a score is drowned, there's a score is dead at sea. In the low, low lands of Holland, there's twine. My love and me. So my love, he built a bonny ship and set her on the main. Fourscore 20 crewmen for to bring her home. But the raging seas began to roar, the wind began to rout. My love and then his bonny ship turned over the shins about. Then shall neither coif go on my head, nor comb go through my hair, nor any coal nor candlelight shine in my bower more. Nor will I love another one till the day I die. The low, low lands of Holland has twined my love and I. Hold your tongue, dear daughter, be still and be content. There are more lads in Galloway
He need not sore lament, oh, there is none in Galloway, there's none at all for me. On the low, low lands of Holland, twice my love and thee. New Holland is a barren place, and if there grows no grain, nor any habitation, we're in for to remain. But the sugar canes are plenty, and the wine drops from the trees, and the low, low lands of Holland has twined my love and me.
Hedgehog Pie from the album Hedgehog Pie Live with the Lowlands of Holland. More pig bits now coming up for you, a little bit of pork crackling. The pig got up and slowly walked away. Frank Crummett, the gay caballero, of course, one of the most wonderful singers ever, American, 1920s or so, and sang lots of funny songs. That's followed by a track from the Young'uns album, Man, I Feel Like a Young'un. Is the name of the album, not me saying I feel like a young'un. And the Young'uns got together with some local school children up in Hartlepool and recorded them singing a song called No More Frying Bacon. In a nutshell, the story is that during the Elizabethan times, when there was danger of a French invasion, the message came to the Lord Mayor, no more firing beacons, because they didn't want anybody lighting fires on the headlands and raising a false alarm that the French were about to invade. He was a bit mutton Jeff, a little bit deaf, and he thought they said no more frying bacon. So he gave the orders that all frying pans, etc., had to be destroyed and they were not to fry bits of pigs. Well, that's the story, anyway. And that song, No More Frying Bacon, is followed by Washington-based singer-songwriter J.W. McClure with a song about trials and tribulations which can only be overcome by selling a pig or two. And his song is simply called Pig. So, everybody, here's a little bit more ham for you, but no eggs.
One evening in October, when I was by one-third sober, and I was taking home a load with manly pride, my poor feet began to stutter, so I lay down in the gutter, and a pig came up and lay down by my side. Then we sang, it's all fair weather when good fellows get together, till a lady passing by was heard to say, she says, you can tell a man who boozes by the company he chooses. And the pig got up and slowly walked away. Yes, the pig got up and slowly walked away. Slowly walked away. Slowly walked away. Yes, the pig got up and he turned and winked at me as he slowly walked away. I also well remember one evening in November when I was creeping home at break of day. For in my exhilaration, I engaged in conversation with a cab horse right on the corner of Broadway. I was filled up to the eyeballs with a flock of gin and highballs. So I whispered to the cab horse old and gray, I says, it's these all-night homeward marches that gave us both our fallen arches. And the old horse laughed and slowly walked away. Yes, the old horse laughed and slowly walked away. He slowly walked away. He slowly walked away. And the old horse laughed and he turned and winked at me as he slowly walked away. As he slowly walked away.
I'll tell you the tale of a silly old man who confiscated all the frying pans. No more frying bacon, you silly old man.
He was mistaken.
Dentist sure made faces, raise another pig. The poor kid's got to have braces, we'll raise another pig. This grocery bag is lighter than air. I bought the bus or the raise the fare. Great big holes in my underwear. We can almost make it to Wednesday if we raise another pig. Raise another pig. Raise another pig. We can almost make it to Wednesday if we raise another pig. The new car's broke and we'll give it back. Raise another pig. Put the pieces in a sack. Raise another pig. It's 1 month old and guaranteed. More good parts on a centipede. More damn fun than a pig to feed. We can almost make it to Wednesday if we raise another pig. Raise another pig. Raise another pig. We can almost make it to Wednesday if we raise another pig. I went to pay my mortgage, raise another pig. The bank said there's a shortage, raise another pig. I sold the kids and I sold the car. I kept the dog and the old guitar. The wife ran off, but you can't get far. We can almost make it to Wednesday if we raise another pig. Raise another pig. Raise another pig. We can almost make it to Wednesday if we raise another pig. When it comes to health care, raise another pig. Might as well not be here, raise another pig. The doctor said it's just your heart. We can off one pig and get the part. Bring the pig in a shopping cart. We can almost make it to Wednesday if we raise another pig. Raise another pig. Raise another pig. We can almost make it to Wednesday if we raise another pig.
I still can't work out what that last word is, and I've listened to that track 4 times now. Sylvie, whatever. That was J.W. McClure with Pig, which is a single, I believe. And I'm indebted to Ellen van der Herven from Holland, who listens to the show and who put me in the way of J.W. I'm going to check out some more of his stuff, because I do like it. Before that, you heard No More Frying Bacon from the Young'uns album Man, I Feel Like a Young'un, though not one of the chaps sang on it. It was all done by school children in Hartlepool, and the chaps played on keyboards and piano, accordion and guitar, and worked with the children on writing that song. And right at the head of that section, the pig got up and slowly walked away, Frank Crummett, from his album The Gay Caballero. Now, the Dry Stones are a folk duo, two lads, Ford Collier and Alex Garden, play fiddle, guitar, sing, and they've made 3 albums so far, and they are indecently talented for 2 such young shavers. Already they've appeared at Glastonbury, Lama Tree, the Village Pump Festival, Warwick Folk Festival, all over the place, and they've made, as I say, 3 albums. From their 3rd album, We Happy Few, this is their version of a song which, I suppose, Johnny Has Gone for a Soldier or Johnny I Hardly Knew You are 2 versions of it. Here it's called My Son John, and these words are the work of Martin Carthy, who's adapted the song and brought it very much into the modern era.
Son John was tall and slim, he had a leg for every limb. But now he's got no legs at all, 'cause he ran a race with a cannonball, a cannonball. Yes, he ran a race with a cannon, Jack the lad. He went off to war, waved bye-bye as he ran out the door. Says bye-bye John, when I see you again, when you're back from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from the Taliban. When you're back from Iraq, from Afghanistan.
sat down each day on the shore for the space of 7 long years or more. Till a big transport come across the sky and I shouted aloud, would you clear the way, would you clear the way? And I shouted aloud, would you clear the way?
I shouted aloud to the captain, said, are you here with the living, are you back with the dead? Do you see anything of my son John? Is the boy living or is he gone? Is he gone? Is the poor boy living or is he gone?
Comes John and he's got no legs, got carbon fiber blades instead. She smiled as she kissed him over the law. Bet you run quicker than you did before, you did before. Bet you run quicker than you did before.
Were you deaf or were you blind when you left your own two legs behind? Or did you go walking along the sea when you wore your two legs right down to the knee, down to the knee? When you wore your two legs right down to the knee.
I was not deaf, I was not blind when I left my own two legs behind. But a thundering landmine jumped in the way, wore these two legs down to the knee, down to the knee. Wore my two legs down to the knee. I was tall, I was slim, I had a leg for every limb. Till the chicken hawk come knock, knocking at the door. Cruel Britannia called for war, she called for war. Cruel Britannia called for war.
My son John was tall and slim, he had a leg for every limb. But now he's got no legs at all, cause he ran a race with a cannon.
Version there of My Son John from the Dry Stones' new album, We Happy Few. Another album that I brought back from Ireland with me was a little gem by Eris Lannan. The band were formed by Mick Keneally, whose dad comes from Eris Lannan, just down the road from where I live in Connemara in County Galway. Mick is a great fiddler. He was born in Bedford in England, but now lives in Ireland, and he formed the band with Birmingham lad Brendan Boyle, whose parents come from County Fermanagh and Tyrone. He plays button box. And London-born Adrian Burns, whose parents come from County Mayo, plays guitar and sings. And they pulled in a Danish baron player called Svend Kjeldsen. I think the sound they made was really terrific. The band aren't working together anymore, but the one album they made has got some real wonderful music on it, including this great set of hornpipes, the stack of barley, the little stack of wheat, and Burns' hornpipe. This is the real deal. This is ensemble playing, unhurried, great pace to it, great lift, and great soul. now you're sucking diesel. Good stuff. The Hornpipes, Stack of Barley, Little Stack of Wheat and Burns Hornpipe from the album All About Time by the band Eris Lannan. Now, earlier on in the year I played tracks from a project called Shake the Chains, which involved Nancy Kerr, Hannah Martin, Findlay Napier, Greg Russell and Tim Yates. It was a live theatre production celebrating people's struggles and their successes. It was based on the premise, well, the words of Shelley in his Mask of Anarchy, "Ye are many, they are few." You can read all about it by going to the link, which you'll find on our website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. One result of the tour, which took place, is a 15-track album, which I think is absolutely superb. From it, I'm going to play you a song which struck me immediately I heard it, the integrity of the writing and the depth and the understanding. It's called Building Ships, and I particularly respond to that notion of breathing the dust, the asbestos dust, which a lot of ships were lined with, because where I lived as a kid in Crumsall, Manchester, the factory at the bottom of the road made brake and clutch linings. Don and Capasco Works, it was called, and many of the men that worked there ended up with asbestosis from the little fibres that got into their lungs and slowly killed them.
To building ships and smashing champagne off the stern, than royals and the crowds and the blaring of the horn. There's someone counting pennies, there's someone needs new shoes, there's someone up the pawn shop buying back their weekend suit. There's more to building ships than nostalgic ache and pride of watching ships roll down the docks and turn into the Clyde. There's four men in the hospital, 10 men in the ground, and everyone among them breathe that dust into their lungs. And everyone among them breathe that dust into their lungs. Building ships and shaping steel into a hull. There's labourers and managers flying flags and fighting wars. From the draftsman in the office to the man who welds the plate, and everyone among them should get fair and equal pay. And everyone among them should get fair and equal pay. It's more than building ships, it's their every working day. They stand there on the dockside and they watch them sail away. There's someone in the government, they want to make their name. They scupper it and cut it and the unions take the blame. They scupper it and cut it and the unions take the blame.
Findlay Napier from the album Shake the Chains with his song Building Ships. And I'll play you another track or two from that in the weeks to come because it is a cracking album. Now, on August the 4th, there's a great event taking place at Tan Hill, the highest pub in the country. It's a great place, real ale, real food and real music. An Americana weekend is happening August the 4th to the 6th. And included on the bill are Mrs. Slocum's Pussy and Teg's Nose Pickers, the Haley Sisters and Jester B, and this next lad, Sam Gleaves. I'm particularly grieved that I won't be able to get there myself, because I was hoping to go along and perhaps even jam with Sam over the weekend. However, I'm gigging on Friday night at a Cayley in Settle and won't be able to make it. But if you get the remotest chance, do go, because it's going to be a fantastic weekend, and Sam Gleaves is one of the greatest singers and songwriters I've come across in a long, long time. From his album Ain't We Brothers, this is the title track. It is pretty obvious what it is about, but for those listening who may not have a great command of English, it is about a same-sex relationship.
I was born here just the same as you. Another time, another day. I'm sure the good Lord took his time, made each of us just this way. I walk beside you step by step, and it never crossed my mind that I would grow up one of the different kind. That didn't stop me from chopping the wood, scraping my knees like all boys should. Going down to the creek in the noonday sun, wringing out my shirt when the work got done. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man. Scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight. I just want to say one thing out right to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? Brothers too. I took a job and worked right by you. Walked down in that hole beside you. Thought I heard some whisper sound. Got found out, word got around. Got made out for something I'm not. Called everything but a child of God. Didn't mind to show it out in the parking lot. So I cut my coal with my head hung down. Just like a stranger in my own town. Got bitter day by day. Went home every night with the mess they made. First things first, I'm a blue-collar man. The scars on my knuckles, dust on my hands. Probably wouldn't have ever known I've got a man waiting on me at home. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight. Just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too? Tell me I'm not man enough to set foot in that mine. Go on and tell me that once more, to my face this time. To tell you the truth, I don't want to fight. Just want to say one thing outright to you. Ain't we flesh and blood all through? And ain't we brothers too?
Sam Gleaves. Great song. Ain't We Brothers, the title track of his latest album. And like I said, Sam is at the Tannhill Americana weekend, August the 4th to the 6th. Do go. You will have a great time there. Now, a new CD just came in just hours ago, and I've got it in front of me. Not had time to listen to everything yet, not fully anyway. It's from Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, called Pretty Peggy, not Pretty Piggy. Enough of that. Pretty Peggy. And the track I'm going to play is, I think, a brilliant version of a song. I suppose it was one of the first songs I learnt when I got involved in the folk scene way back in the 60s. The Greenland Whale. And here it is given, the Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys treatment.
On the 23rd of March, my boys from England, we set sail, crying heaven above, protect us from the fierce and icy gale. We never was downhearted, boys, nor let our courage fail. For we bore off to Greenland, looking out for the Greenland Whale. Looking out for the Greenland Whale. Oh, looking out for the Greenland Whale. Oh, looking out for the Greenland off, and likewise our toenails, as we board on the deck, my boys, looking out for the Greenland Whale. Oh, looking out for the Greenland Whale. Oh, looking out for the Greenland
flowed with snow. We tacked about all in the north till we see the whale fish blow. When we catch that whale, my boys, and homeward we will steer. We'll make those valleys ring, my boys, with the drinking of strong beer. We'll make those lofty alehouses in London town to roar. When the money is all gone, to Greenland go for more.
Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, Greenland Whale. That's from their new album, Pretty Peggy. I've just got time for a couple more tracks, and the one I'm going to play now is another version of that beautiful song, Journey's End, a song written by Jane Goodenough and put to music by Tommy Makeham of the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makeham. This version comes from the Teacups album, Labour of Love, and it is a beautiful example of the human voice in harmony at its very, very best, in my humble opinion.
The fire is out, the sun is down, the parting glass is dry and done, and I must go and leave this town before the rising of the sun. For far's the road and before I rest my soul again with girls that weep and girls that smile and all the thoughts and joys of men. For some are they that cannot stay, but wonder till their journey's end. Can't take a lass to be their bride, nor take a man to be their friend. And when I'm done my wandering, I'll sit beside the road and weep for all the songs I didn't sing and the promises I didn't keep. And when I'm done my wandering, I'll sit beside the road and weep for all the songs I didn't sing and the promises I didn't keep.
For all the songs I didn't sing and all the promises I didn't keep. The Teacups from their album of Labour and Love with the great song Journey's End. And talking of singing and promises, I've promised to meet my mates in the Giggleswick Temperance Band down at the pub in a few hours' time. We're going to play a few tunes in the Lion's Den at the Lion in Settle and have a bit of a natter and a few pints and some songs. Good stuff. Another one they won't be able to take away from us. I'm not going anywhere near that five-year-old who plays I Spy for money. I'm going to arrange for a German shepherd dog to babysit him in future. Now, you probably thought you were going to get away with no more pig songs. Well, you're right in a way, because this is not a song. It's a tune. Next week's show, by the way, is going to be devoted entirely to songs about ducks and chickens. No, it's not. I'm only kidding. It's going to be a normal show next week. But for now, thanks ever so much for listening. Do look after yourselves. Mind how you go. Don't let the buggers grind you down, because they will, given half a chance. And to see us out this fair afternoon, this is Dave Evans from the album of the same name with Sad Pig Dance. Ta-da!